Listening for inflation? Hope you have good hearing.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Inflation is sounding muted this morning in a report just out from the government. Producer prices rose more slowly than expected last month, despite a rebound in food and energy costs. Those are pretty volatile. Looking closely at this morning's report is the chief economist at FTN Financial, Chris Lowe. He's with us live. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
So another sign of timid inflation this morning. Is that good news or bad news?
Well, I think on balance it's good news. The prices were up, but they were only up 0.3 from a year ago. They were actually down almost 2%. And, you know, the big surprise is that excluding food and energy, prices actually fell in October.
Well, what about all these rising asset prices we hear about? Commodities, gold, copper, grains, even rising stock prices lately. These are not inflation warning signs?
Well, look, you know, there's different causes of inflation, and I think that's a good question because you have to look at where it's coming from. There's no pressure at all evident in any kind of service inflation. There's really not very much in finished goods prices, but there is some inflation evident in commodities, and that's because of the weak dollar. So that's the one place where inflation pressure is working in the U.S., but it's clearly being offset by all these other things that are going on, keeping prices low.
Chris Lowe is the chief economist at FTN Financial, and he joined us live for that. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Speaking of rising asset prices, let's check those numbers. Not rising this morning. European stock markets are off about 0.5%. Asian markets were mostly lower today as well. Wall Street went the other way yesterday. The Dow jumped 136 points to 10,407. A new report is out today on last year's rescue of AIG. The report says the Federal Reserve Bank of New York mishandled key parts of the negotiations. Here's Marketplace's Elisa Roth.
Here's a quick refresher on AIG. Banks were buying up huge numbers of really complicated and risky financial instruments. AIG sold what were essentially insurance policies on those securities. When it looked like AIG might fall apart, the government stepped in and started buying up those securities from the banks at full value. The new audit says the government should have bargained with the banks to get a better deal. Christopher Whalen is with Institutional Risk Analytics. He thinks so, too.
You should have taken them out at the market, which would have been a discounted payment. They would have lost money, but they would have gotten something.
Among other things, he thinks it would have been better if the big banks like Goldman Sachs hadn't gotten such favorable treatment from the Fed. For its part, the Fed disagrees with the report. It says there was no choice but to bail out AIG, and it paid as much as it had to do that. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 1,600 universities and colleges teach and manage 10 million students with software from SunGard Higher Education. More information at sunguard.com. Marketplace is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as The Splendid Table, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
This morning, the National Partnership for Women and Families unveils findings from an 8-year study. It compares workplace protections around the globe and then tries to measure their effect on economic competitiveness. Marketplace's Steve Henn takes a look.
When it comes to laws that protect workers when they're sick or prevent employers from demanding 7-day work weeks, the U.S. is not exactly a world leader, says Jody Heyman, a professor at McGill University.
163 countries around the world guarantee paid sick leave. The United States doesn't. 157 make sure you have at least one day off each week.
And you guessed it, the United States doesn't. One reason, U.S. firms fear being left at a competitive disadvantage. But Heyman found many competitive economies, like Japan's and Germany's, offer greater workplace protections. Deborah Ness is president of the National Partnership for Women and Families.
It puts to rest many of the claims that are repeatedly made that putting in place family-friendly workplace policies will cost jobs or hurt our nation's competitiveness.
Ness says the lack of workplace protections can easily hurt the economy. For instance, no mandatory paid sick leave means thousands of workers head into the office every day with the flu. The disease spreads. Everyone suffers. I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The Senate Commerce Committee meets today to investigate what its agenda calls aggressive sales tactics on the Internet. Lawmakers say unsuspecting consumers are getting caught up in an increasingly popular sales gimmick. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
You just finished ordering something online when a surprise voice calls from your computer.
Thank you for your order today. Click the Continue button to get $15 off your next purchase.
Follow through, though, and you could get more than you bargained for.
About 2 or 3 months later, you begin noticing strange charges coming up on your credit card statement, and it turns out the whole thing sort of was a ruse.
University of Pennsylvania marketing professor Robert Meyer says these so-called post-transaction offers can come at you when you buy anything from flowers to movie tickets from seemingly reputable websites. Thousands of consumers have complained of unexpected and hard-to-stop credit card charges for some kind of membership service that was hidden in fine print.
The skill and the deception is to try to find out ways to distract you from looking at that. So that's why, for example, they tend to have things like mini surveys on there or prominent arrows that say, look here.
Meyer says the original merchant can rake in ad revenue for sending you and your credit card information to these third-party sites. While they're not necessarily illegal or shady, he sees a simple fix.
Come to a customer and say, by the way, for the last 30 days you've been a member of this program. If you wish to continue, please give me your credit card information.
Opting in, he says, would protect customers from being left unaware they're on the hook for something they don't really want. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally, New York's City Council yesterday approved a 5-minute grace period for drivers who are late to feed the parking meter or move their car on a street cleaning day. And Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he's going to veto that. The issue is motorists don't like it when traffic agents rush up and ticket them right as their time has expired. But Mayor Bloomberg says a 5-minute grace period doesn't settle the argument. It just moves it forward by 5 minutes. The New York Times quotes Bloomberg asking, whose watch are you going to use? This is Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. Far from that problem, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.